And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Corey Sandin. Rock Cod Rick is out there on San Diego Bay right now fishing in the big Bay Bass Tournament, and we wish him and Dallas good luck. Hey, we got him. Great show for you today. Captain Tim Ekstrom from the Royal Star is here. We're going to be talking long-range fishing, tuna fishing, and more in the sport fishing capital of the world, San Diego. You stay tuned. This is Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
We all need to get around, but we all need something different from our vehicles. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered if you're looking for a new truck this month. Plus, it's SUV season, so they have great deals for everyone. Whether it's a new EcoSport that is nimble and fun around town, or the Ford Explorer that is capable of putting a boat in the water and has seating for seven, Ford has you covered. Ford trucks and SUVs aren't just powerful and legendary. They have the latest technology that helps you seamlessly connect your smartphone and ensure you're safe on the road. Features like Pro Trailer Backup Assist on trucks are truly a game changer at the ramp, helping you back up a trailer by simply turning a knob on the dash and doing the hard work for you. So check out all the great deals during SUV season and save some money on the right gear for you. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
There are plenty of boat slips and marinas in San Diego, but there is only one Kona Kai. It's not just a place to park your boat. It's a way of life here in America's finest city. Come check out what's new at the Kona Kai. 170 luxury guest rooms, including 41 brand new suites, featuring contemporary island-inspired decor, deep soaking tubs, and oversized balconies. The Kona Kai Resort Spa and Marina has multiple swimming pools and a private beach, waterfront restaurants, and an award-winning spa, most of which is included for marina tenants. Add the Kona Kai Club to your membership and you have access to the new Paloma Pool Bar, a new and exclusive pool area for adults only, which allows guests to enjoy poolside craft cocktails and California coastal cuisine while overlooking your boat. In addition to all this, Kona Kai is the closest marina to the open ocean. Check resortkonakai.com on the web for more information, to reserve a slip, or inquire about joining the club. The Kona Kai Resort, much more than just a place to park your boat. You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island, 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain. Plus, use this special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
All right, good morning, and welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, and beautiful Saturday morning.
It is a beautiful Saturday. A little bit foggy down here in San Diego, and hopefully those guys are safe on the water down there in the San Diego Bay Bass Tournament.
I know. Isn't that cool? Yeah. I mean, Rick and Dallas, husband and wife, fishing together. Yeah. I love it. I know
fishing
another
together
husband.
In my 18-foot Parker, so that'll be awesome.
That's awesome. Yeah. Another husband and wife. I know Tom and Val.
Right.
Yeah, hopefully they're doing good,
too. Oh, yeah. Good luck to all the people in there.
Absolutely.
It's a great event and a big event coming up this afternoon at the Shelter Island Launch Ramp, where they have the raffle and
and all the thing. It's open to the public. Free barbecue, free beer, free raffle.
Just look for the white tent.
You can't miss it.
You won't.
Yeah, you can't miss it right next to the Bally High there, for sure. Captain Tim Ekstrom, good morning.
Morning.
Great to have you.
I heard you say free beer, and I was thinking, oh, boy.
Watch out.
They're going to be storming
the gate. Lit up.
It's going to look like the parade of lights down
there. Yeah, watch out. Yeah. Watch out, for sure. But anyway, it's fun fishing, and Royal Star has been out fishing a little bit here.
Yeah, we've been getting in on it. You know, the last trip we got in on, and here's the big announcement of the day. Hey, sometimes fishing's slow.
Yeah.
Yeah, even long-range fishing.
Really?
So that cycle of trips that we had, I mean, it's the perfect layout that... The last trip we ran was a 9-12, so it runs down the coast, drops off in Cabo the last day, and all that fishing on the lower banks, that's what it's really designed to take advantage of. Down there, Lusitania, Potato, Morgan, Jaime, all that whole zone. It was looking great on the way down, and it just fell flat. The water rolled over. So that whole cycle, all four of us that were out there, we took some lumps for sure.
Yeah,
it happens.
Yeah.
Fortunately... Potato Bank came through, and it was like a salvage mission. It actually kicked out some good wahoo fishing. You know?
Oh, that's good.
Oh, yeah, exactly. You know,
yeah.
As a consolation prize, we'll take those, you know, in any quantity. But guys put together some good days on it there. But since then, so that was about the middle of the month, and since then we tied her up. We've been taking care of a couple little projects. We go back out on the 8th of February on our first fly-down flyback of the year. And there's actually been some pretty good fishing down below. Things have picked up steam, so
yeah.
Sounds like our timing may just be right. And, you know, beyond that, we have the Mazatlan runs after that. That leave right after the fly-down flyback. I'm really excited about that.
Yeah,
you know,
4 days in a row, right?
Exactly.
And actually, the first one's full, but the second one still has a couple
spots.
Yeah,
I want to say four spots
yeah.
as of a few days back. And I know I just talked to two anglers yesterday who said they were going to sign on after talking to me. I don't know if they have yet. So anyway, it's gained some momentum.
Yeah.
I'm really looking forward to getting back down there.
That's
you know,
Mazatlan's such a cool place.
It's just, you know, the whole thing as far as just a quick getaway. You know, that 4-day format, 3 full days of fishing.
Yeah. Three full days.
Three full days of fishing. It's a 100-mile run. You know, down. That's down to that zone outside. You know, where all the PV guys fish and. I know last year, the first trip that I ran, our first run, we ran 27 miles. I mean, we fished, we had a good deal of fishing, right outside.
27 miles.
Yeah, on dolphin schools that were right outside of Mazatlan there.
Wow.
So, I mean, there's a lot of potential up and down the coast. We've just barely touched it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, we talked about it a million times on the show last year, the year before. Really, our advantage between that just incredible quantity of sardines, which they bite them down there.
They do.
Oh, yeah.
They don't live down there, but they bite them.
They bite them. It's like everything in the ocean knows what a sardine is and what to do with it when they see it. Even if they've never seen one before.
Like candy bars.
It's exactly just automatic. You know what I mean? They switch into that mode. But between that huge quantity of live bait we carry, and then just our advantage, you know, the guys up in the mass, you know, our expertise in fishing, it really translated into success. Not a surprise,
sure.
But it really translated into the success that we knew was, you know, the potential for success down there. We knew, you know,
yeah.
It wasn't any question. So I'm looking forward to building on that. You know, all you need, of course, is fish. And that's well, wait a minute. Let me rephrase that. You need fish to bite.
To bite.
Yeah, because, you know, last year was just, it was like the most maddening one of those years where it didn't matter where you went in the ocean. Just everything had lockjaw or you just saw a ton of fish. We all lived it, especially early in the season, you know,
yeah.
Those bluefin and everywhere else. But just a weird year. I mean, as much fish as we would see that wouldn't bite. But it's all about potential, right?
Yeah.
And then it's about what you do. And, you know, it we all know, going back to what I was saying, hey, the fishing doesn't always come through. You know what I mean? We're fishermen, man.
Right.
What's the old saying?
It happens, man.
Yeah,
it's not
called fishing, you know, or it's not catching, it's fishing.
Yeah.
You know? It's true. Sometimes the fishing falls short, so, you know, you take advantage of the secondary. Number one being the quality of the meals, the time spent out of the water, all the other, you know, ancillary
benefits. What a beautiful
benefits.
Environment. But let me ask you this. Why Mazatlan versus Puerto Vallarta?
You know, I personally felt that Mazatlan, well, number one, there's plenty of guys already down there that were running out of PV.
Yeah.
So, you know, not being a follower, being a leader, you know, historically,
right.
I just wanted to do something different. The area that we fish, it expands all that area up above those islands. It just opens up a whole new swath of coast.
Sure.
Historically, I mean, if you look at the tuna fishing records, it's just been amazing fishing from about right out in front of Mazatlan South at that time of year. And then Mazatlan, easy access. I love the city. We've talked about it a bunch. I love the environment there.
Seriously, it's, Tim, flying out of Tijuana, it's $100 each way into Mazatlan.
Right.
And if you're going to stay overnight on each end, it's truly, it's a Mexican's national destination for tourism.
Exactly.
And it's not a
and
U.S.
it's a great city.
It's not a U.S. destination for tourism. So the prices are so friendly. The food is awesome.
Unlike Puerto Vallarta, which is so
U.S. tourism.
U.S. friendly, yeah.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, it's more geared towards, exactly. I mean, say, for example, and this is
cruise
not a...
cruise boats.
Yeah, it's not a knock on the big tourist destinations. They do what they do, but, you know, the prices are generally three times higher in a Cabo, in a PV.
Right.
And you go to Mazatlan. Remember we talked about it last year? I remember sitting on the, this was in between one of those times I was down there surveying the area for the trip and sitting at the bar at the end of the day, sundown, beautiful, and you know, have a couple beers, hors d'oeuvres, whatever, with my friend. We get the bill. It's $18.
That's no joke.
Sir, I think this is wrong, you know. And you're like, yeah, it was like 90 cents for a beer, you know, calculated out. And you know, the whatever hors d'oeuvre was $5. Just unbelievable.
It's real old. It's old Mexico.
It really is.
And the other thing, too, like you talked about, it's closer to the fish.
It's
closer to the fishing grounds. You have this huge run out of the big bay and up there. It's just, it's a all the way around. It's
exactly. And even if it's not, if it's not actually closer, I mean, for us, I mean, what's the difference for us between 20 and 30 miles different?
Yeah.
There is no difference.
No.
You know what I mean? It's the bottom line is it's an overnight run to the prime grounds, the historical grounds, and then there's all that area in between.
Right.
So I really...
So right now there's a handful of spots left on that second trip, which is coming up. It's actually Thursday the 5th through Monday the 9th, so it's over a weekend.
Exactly.
Which is really cool.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, you fly down to Mazatlan on Thursday, get on the boat that afternoon. You can be there by noon if you fly out of TJ.
Yep.
And also, I think out of LAX, too.
And we don't, the trip doesn't leave until, like, we don't depart until about 4 in the afternoon. Yeah, 4 or 5 in the afternoon. So you have plenty of time to go in the same day. But that said, we really are encouraging anglers to...
Spend a day in the front end.
On one side of the trip or the other,
exactly.
Because it is a beautiful place. It really is.
Yeah, and I get, you know, we're all constrained by time and life and, you know, the pace of everything, but you almost owe it to yourself.
Yeah.
Go down, especially if you go there, well, it doesn't matter the front end, the back end, but go down to Old Mazatlan. Just go down and see that part of
Colonial,
the city.
Cobblestone
go to
streets.
Some of those restaurants.
Exactly. The restaurants are phenomenal.
Amazing.
I mean, it's got an international reputation you know, the food side of it, you know, the cuisine there is famous. There's a lot of, like, you know, high-end chefs and that have adopted that city as their place of choice. I mean, it's just, you know, there's a lot. A walk down that Malecón, is that thing unbelievable?
It's,
that boardwalk. I think it's the longest marine or the longest boardwalk in the world.
I can give you a number.
Right.
It's actually 13 miles of boardwalk that you can actually walk on or drive. The street goes along the beachfront for 13 miles. Yes.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, and it's cool to see how everybody utilizes it. You know what I mean? When you drive along, there's people exercising. Because there are exercise stations along the way. I mean, there's all kinds. It's a festive atmosphere.
Yeah.
365 days a year along that thing.
It's
cool.
It's awesome. Hey, yeah. the street vendors, there's a little section where they have, where they're selling shrimp. There's literally buckets, like 25-pound buckets of just shrimp after shrimp, and it's just, it's seriously, I mean, I could go on and on.
It's
a beautiful place.
I know you're very fond of Mazatlan.
Right?
So am I. But the thing is that this is an opportunity. You're only doing these two trips this year.
Right.
So if you want to go, a handful of spots left. You
exactly.
Jump on the Royal Star.
Yeah, jump on a quick one. You know what I mean? The whole idea is
quick in and out.
Exactly.
Over the weekend,
and recognizing that, you know, as a society, as a population, fishermen, whatever, you know, we've all got life, family, everything. So, you know, to take a shot, having a shot at a trophy-sized yellowfin in that that abbreviated yeah. period of time. That's really what we're looking to produce there.
And know. And the flight from L.A. On Alaska is about 2.5 hours. Mm-hmm. Then to Mazatlan, and out of Tijuana, it's only 2 hours.
2 hours.
Yes.
Yeah, it's quick, and it's that CBX bridge is just the way to go.
Yeah.
You know, I know myself, whether I fly down to Cabo San Lucas or wherever we go, you know, that place.
As easy as it gets.
It's the bomb.
Yeah.
It is. Especially once you get into Mexico, and for those of us who fly down there regularly and have gone through the exercise of immigration, once you get there and some of the more touristy destinations, that can be a trial in itself.
Oh,
you
yeah.
know, I mean, patience trial, not
yeah.
it's just a matter
but,
of volume.
But when you leave Tijuana, when you go through CBX, you've cleared immigration.
Yeah, you're in.
Right
you're in
there.
The country. Right.
And then you walk in as a already cleared sit.
Yeah, it's a domestic flight.
Yeah, it's a domestic
You get off the
flight.
Plane, walk out of the airport, walk and go grab airport. Your cab. Yeah, I mean,
yeah.
It's
super
literally,
easy.
You step off the plane, 5 minutes later,
Don't
you're
have
in your
to
cab.
Fight, all the people.
Exactly. It's handy.
Super easy.
And then we have the fly down fly back trip leaving next week. We actually had a couple
right.
anglers drop off on that one. So
I see that.
A couple spots available there.
So it's a fly down fly back 10 day.
Exactly.
So you get 10. Wow, that gives you a lot of options. Huh?
Yeah, exactly.
Hurricane
up,
bang.
In.
All out.
Out. Yeah,
well, all over the
pretty
place.
Much the world is your oyster on that trip. It's just
yeah.
a matter of what we're, you know, we're networking, of course, all the information that we're receiving, whether it be east, whether it be west, southwest, whether it be around the corner. Just depends, but we've got a lot of resources that we utilize, and you know, fishing's been good for those guys
like
down there.
A couple weeks away, it's like
exactly.
2 weeks from today.
Yeah,
yeah.
So somebody wants to jump on, take a 10-day exotic big fish on the outside.
Yeah,
it's there.
And fly down, fly back. Now, what do? You put your gear on the boat 3 days prior.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah, you bring your gear down, load up, and boat motors down to Cabo empty. We pick you up in Cabo, go out for 10 days.
You have full of sardines.
Oh, yeah, we got all that. You know, supplies, food, water, bait,
yeah.
the main thing.
Yeah.
Fuel.
Fuel, yeah.
Exactly. We got all that on board.
Yeah, it's all on board.
And then we meet our anglers down there, take them out fishing for, and the depending on where you go, that 10-day time frame yields 7 days, 7.5 days of fishing. And again, mm-hmm. just depending on how it pans out. And then return to Cabo, drop everybody off. I know quite a few anglers nowadays, they elect on the back end of the trip, especially to stay a couple extra days in Cabo, whoop it up, have fun, relax, unwind, and then fly home, meet the boat, and pick up your gear, pick up your catch, and away you go. It's a nice,
yeah.
convenient option. Again, the whole idea is to reduce that amount of travel time.
And the nice thing, too, is about if you use Fisherman's Processing, you don't even have to go... And you don't have a lot of gear, or you can rent your gear or whatever, you don't even have to go meet the boat.
Yeah, you don't.
I mean, they'll take care of your fish and everything.
Exactly. We take your order right there on board.
Yeah.
We meet the Fisherman's Processing. We meet you right there at the boat, offload the catch direct, process it, custom process it according to whatever the instructions are. And then for as far as the gear goes, we have a lot of anglers now where we just we'll ship their gear, you know.
Yeah.
They box it up or, you know,
they'll
put it back in their
fish, ship your gear.
Yeah, put it back in the rod tube. So, yeah, there's no need to even meet the boat. We do have a number of anglers who take advantage of that option.
That's
pretty
cool.
They fly from Cabo right back. Exactly. Go
yeah.
back home, go to Canada, go back to Maryland, wherever.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's a good option.
Oh, yeah. Now, we're sponsoring a couple trips this year on the Royal Star, and both of them are full.
I know it.
The three-day trip in I believe it's July, is full. And then the one you just added, the ride-down, fly-back trip that I'm going to go on with you.
Yes, sir.
Behind the helm. Is full already.
I know it. That's a great option. As a matter of fact, I'm really glad you brought that up because... That trip for that time of year, again, it opens all the doors. Really, what I try to do writing the schedule, I'm writing that schedule as a fisherman. We've talked about this before. I'm not just thinking about it, you know, from the business side. Oh, how can I maximize the dollars? It's more, if I'm driving that boat, what is the best option for that time of year to make a catch? Because once we get out on the water, that's what we care about. You know, number one, safety, of course. Number two, we care about putting a catch of fish on the boat. So I'm always trying to map it out, and I'm working in conjunction with Brian and Randy. And, you know, we try to figure out what the best fishing trip is for that time of the year. And that trip is it's about as perfect as you can get. Again, you want to leave as many options available, or you want to create as many options as you possibly can. And that time frame, that opens up every door. Hey, if the fish are still biting the Guadalupe or it looks good, you can swing out there, hit it for a couple of days, and then work down by way of Alejos, maybe Wahoo, by way of Ridge.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah.
Because normally those would have been like if you do a 7-day trip, you're bound for Guadalupe, and if it's not biting... You're
now what?
Yeah, you're trying to pivot somewhere, you know, and in that, again, 7 days is plenty of time, but at that time of year, your options kind of shrink. You go to Guadalupe, you make that move, you really don't have any more time to go down below.
Yeah.
So in this case, because the trip drops off in Cabo San Lucas on the eighth day, all of that is open. It, not only is it open, but it's along the way.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it makes perfect sense. Maybe you do that. Maybe you go out there for a couple days, roll down. Yeah, and if it's not happening out there, you focus on the bottom end.
Even if you want to change it up a little bit.
That's right.
Get what you need at Guadalupe and head on down.
Right. Every door is open.
I'm very excited about that.
And then, of course, we're really looking to take advantage of that big fish that settles in somewhere in that lower banks region between Bag Bay and Cabo on those offshore banks.
Yeah.
You know, every year there's a shot at it at some time, be it November, be it December, be it January. There's, you look back in history and every year, of course, there was those years that were just off the scale, 2003, 4, 5, 6, 7, we all remember that.
Right.
You know, that was the greatest big fish fishing ever. And history will repeat itself, I hope, in my lifetime.
Sure, yeah.
That was unbelievable.
Yeah,
my gosh.
Well, I'll tell you what, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for you today. A lot to talk about, and time to get booked on the Royal Star, I can tell
you
that.
And we've got Captain Tim Ekstrom in studio for the next couple hours from the Royal Star, and you want to give us a shout? The number in studio here is 833-288-0973. We're going to be taking your calls when we come back. We're giving away a full-day trip on the Liberty out of Fisherman's Landing.
And nice.
If that wasn't enough, Pete, $50 gift card along with that to Fisherman's Processing. I mean,
wow.
How cool is that? Got
to
like
Thanks
it.
Thanks to Sean and the guys and Taro for donating today's prize. And I know that's all near and dear to your heart.
Yes, it is, both of those.
Yeah, indeed.
Right,
yeah.
So we're going to have a great time in studio. Like I said, give us a shout at 833-288-0973. We're going to be right back on the Let's Talk Hookup Radio Network.
This is Captain Art Taylor of the Searcher. 2020 is the golden anniversary of Cape Polaris and Searcher. Come help us celebrate 50 amazing years in sport fishing. Searcher has a great crew, awesome food, air-conditioned cabins and galley, and an RSW system to preserve your catch. Our 2020 schedule is available now, so this is a golden opportunity to make your reservation online at searchersportfishing.com or call Celia or Callie at 619-226-2400.
When bad weather and rough seas send other boats back to the dock, Seakeeper allows you to fish longer and fish harder, even in the roughest conditions. Here's great news. If your boat is between 27 and 32 feet, Seakeeper has you stabilized. The Seakeeper 2 is optimized to eliminate up to 95% of boat roll on boats up to 35 feet. Even better, this Seakeeper 2 is so small it can fit inside a customized leaning post and operate off battery power, making installation fast and easy. Check out the Seakeeper demo boat at upcoming shows and arrange a free test ride on the boat with the Seakeeper team. Seakeeper has changed the lives of many Southern California anglers, including Pete Gray, and will allow you to stay on the fishing grounds when others need to head back to port. To learn more about how Seakeeper can change your life on the water and book your free demo ride, visit seakeeper.com/take-a-ride. Think about it. Eliminate up to 95% of boat roll on your boat. Once you feel it, you'll never boat without it. Seakeeper.
The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern. Our hard-working crew will make sure your fishing experience is one to remember. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. Fisherman's Landing is a full-service operation offering great half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day open party trips on the spacious and comfortable Liberty. Since we introduced the full-day trips at Fisherman's Landing, the 85-foot Liberty has become a favorite among full-day operations with bunks for your comfort, huge bait capacity, and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Plus, Liberty has a big modern galley and two interior heads with showers. All our open party trips from half-day, full, or 1 to 3 day trips can easily be booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
It's Yamaha's Reliable Choice sales event. From January 1st to March 31st, power up with the choice of additional warranty protection or up to $1,500 in dealer credit on eligible select new 2.5 to 350 horsepower four-strokes.
For details, visit YamahaOutboards.com or your Yamaha Outboards dealer today. Yamaha, reliability starts here.
Offer ends March 31st, 2020. Subject to change. Other restrictions and conditions apply. Select models excluded. See authorized participating Yamaha Outboard dealers for details. Cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
All right, good morning and welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time.
Yeah.
Got the man in studio, Mr.
Good
Tim
to have, Ekstrom. Good to have you in the studio, Corey.
I'm
you've been busy, haven't you?
Man.
Since El Salto. Tell us about El Salto.
I spent Christmas for a week in Mazatlan, came back for 8 or 10 days, and went right back down to El Salto, and I guess I'm looking for my Mexican citizenship again. No, El Salto was a really good time, and if you ever, I'll say this, if you ever have a chance to book a trip with Cast Tours and Cast Man, he's the best guy in the world, I'm telling you, just hands
down.
That
was your first trip with Cast.
It was.
And he's such a great guy to travel.
He's got everything figured out, and I've heard it before, and honest, I could back it up on every angle.
Styled.
It is. It truly is. El Salto and Senior's place there, Billy Chapman Senior's, it just, like you're in their home, and Carmen and Jose just taking care of you.
Oh, unbelievable.
And, man, just Carlos, excuse me, not Jose.
Carlos.
But just a great time, good people, and it's like you're part of their house, you know?
And
the fishing was excellent.
And Cass was talking about you showed them the weedless system.
Oh,
tell us about that.
Just so much fun. It was the lake's at its highest it's been in 5 years, so there was a lot of flooded bush, and along with the flooded bush was a lot of water hyacinths. So it's like you're fishing kelp for calicos, and it was just a mirrored image. And if you can imagine fishing a 4 and 5 inch weedless and
throw it right on the water's hyacinth,
like over and under and through everything, and having 2 to 6 pound fish just blowing up on it.
Oh,
you know?
Man, that sounds
like fun. Really good. And the people on the trip are awesome. Kit Kattner and his buddy Steve, I've known for a while. I mean, Kit, he had one over 11 pounds. That was a big fish of the trip. And
it's a nice
and
one.
Cass and I, you know, we had 6 and 7 pounders every day.
Jeez.
Up to 8. You know, just beautiful fish. And spending time with Bernie and Joe and all the guys. Just really good people.
Good group.
Honestly.
Yeah.
Really, really good.
No doubt about it. Well, sounds like fun. I might have to join both of you next year.
It might be kind of tough because I know a good portion of the people are going down.
They're going back.
They're going to Colombia, the trip from last year's El Salto.
Oh, right.
A lot of them are going on the Colombia trip, which leaves here shortly with Cass.
Yeah.
And then the people from this trip were like 90% new. Dan Kirby went, and there was a good group of people. They're all coming back, I promise you. A good majority of them.
Fun. Yes, for sure. But on our website, letstalkhookup.com, story written by Cass with pictures of Corey.
Oh, is
Cass.
It on there?
It's up there right on the front page of the Let's Talk Hookup website, letstalkhookup.com. Check it out and
see
more about it.
I'll have to look when I get home.
Yeah. So one line open. You want to get through, have a chance to win a full-day trip on the Liberty? Boy, the Liberty's looking good, Tim. They've been doing a lot of work on that boat.
They keep it. You know what? I don't want to say amazed, but I'm surprised at the end of the year. I mean, we all know how incredible this year, 2019, I should say, was as far as the offshore fishing and the amount of opportunity that was out there and the boats as hard as they ran. And that boat looked great at the end of the season.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you'd have thought it looked like
such
a war zone, but it didn't. I mean, they really, the guys keep it up. They've got such a great crew in there. Tara does a phenomenal job.
Yeah.
Paul and Ryan, you know, the kids that they have that were there last season, and Ebel, of course. I mean, they're just, we've said it many a time, you know. I mean, a boat's a boat, although that boat is pretty extraordinary, having the, you know, the beautiful bunks below, the galley, all the appointments, that does add to it. But the crew is what makes the boat. It really is. I mean, that's a boat's identity, you know, their style, the culture they have on there. And those guys, they just do it right, you know. And out of the gates, you know, the day that boat went into service, the day we got it all tuned up, went into service, they established a reputation. It's just pure professional. But they're not, you know, they're not dry. They're not wooden. They have fun, man. They have a good time. They love fishing. They're all just solid fishermen, good dudes.
Yeah.
I'm just so...
Oh, it's great.
I'm so happy to see how successful they've been because they've built that success on all the right all the right, you know, they've hit all the right points. You know,
when, I mean, you know when they're going to get back on the water?
You know,
well, they're on the water. They're just doing maintenance.
Exactly. Right. You know, I didn't ask.
But pretty soon.
The boat isn't. It's not all torn up. I mean, they've got the majority of the big projects taken care of. So. I think really
right
a matter of it's a matter of when the conditions get right, you know, probably middle of February. I don't want to get ahead of those guys, you know, and say something, but I'd say about the middle of February from looking at it.
I think the coolest part about the Liberty is if you're driving from L.A. or, you know, out of the area of San Diego, you can grab a bunk on your way in and take a nap. You can take a shower before you get off the boat.
Yeah.
You know, that's
unusual for a full day.
Right? For that kind of a trip.
There's a lot of elbow room. And that comfort, I mean, it translates into a good time or a better time, especially when they're making those, you know, those 2-3 hour runs when they're going offshore, 4 hour run on the way back in, just to have that, you know, like you said, go kick your boots off and what we say, you know, go drop the anchor on the one fathom.
Yeah.
One fathom being horizontal.
Oh, Tim's full of good ones, man.
Yeah, for sure. So you're not only going to have a chance to win a trip on the Liberty, but you're also going to get a $50 gift card to Fisherman's Processing.
Oh,
get your fish processed.
You can't beat it. And we looks like we have one line, 833-288-0973. And beat it, man, a full-day trip on the Liberty.
And the $50 gift card for Fisherman's
That's good
Processing.
Times.
Yeah, get your fish processed by the best Fisherman's Processing.
Right?
Hands down. Speaking of that, same exact thing, same exact accolades for Sean there and the whole crew there at Fisherman's Processing. I mean, that's what really makes a business is the team that you have – you know, behind the scenes, and everybody there is, to, you know, but look at how long that we've had them, you know, our core group of personnel back there. Yeah. They just do such a phenomenal job.
Amazing.
They really, you know, it reminds me of the same way of the crew in Royal Star, how we take care of those fish. We're almost obsessive about producing that premium quality and handling the fish right, making sure that is realized by the anglers on the back end. And I know 100% when those fish come off the boat, and they're handled by Fisherman's Processing personnel, that it's going to be the product that we produce on the boat.
And they have
that same kind of pride in that end product. Yeah. When you see them back there, the guys in the line.
It's amazing.
Oh. Yeah, they're trimming off the little tiny pieces of red meat. And, you know, it's just, it's right
like
out
they
of the
were
going to
eat it themselves.
Exactly.
And that's, and you know, Sean always says, table ready. That's
and
exactly
it is.
Exactly what it is.
Yeah.
It's better than any fish marketing going. Well, I take that back. But if you want to see what you're going to get from Fisherman's Processing, go into Point Loma Seafoods.
Yeah.
And the quality they carry is what you're getting from what you're describing.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. And like you said, table ready. You know, many a time I have, you know, a fish or two that I'll send over to the shop and those guys cut it up for me. And they're not doing a special job for me. They don't know it's mine from anybody else's. I mean, you can literally cut it out of the package, you know, pat it down with paper towels, dry it off, and start cutting.
Yep.
There's you don't have to trim any little extra. There's not a bunch of red meat on there.
Yeah,
and it really makes a difference, the packaging. As you guys know, when you keep that red meat on the loins or on the fillets, if you leave that in a package for any period of time, it's almost like it permeates the rest of the meat.
Yep, it does.
It makes it fishy.
Totally does.
It does. I mean, when you freeze it with it on there, you know, just that oil and the flavor.
The blood, the bloodline.
It just makes it strong. So they get all that off there, you know, translates into a much better end product.
Man, I could go for some poke right now.
Oh, yeah. Well, let's jump into the phones, Corey.
Let's do it. Let's talk to Don. Don from Woodland Hills. Good morning. Good morning, Don. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Can you hear me okay? I'm in my car right now.
Yes, sir. Good morning.
Perfect. Hey, Tim, it's always a pleasure to listen to you talk about your passion on the water. My question for you this morning is, on a long-range trip, at what point do you have to not put fish in RSW and freeze them because of just the length of the trip? And then the second question is, when you process a frozen fish, is there any difference in the quality of the fish long term?
I'll try to answer it as succinctly as possible because I could get into the weeds here. First of all, it really a lot depends on the temperature that you're going to hold that fish at. Surprisingly, with if you're holding the fish in RSW, the difference between maintaining a well temperature of 30 or 31 degrees over 32 or 33, 34,
final line, huh?
it makes all the difference in the world. And you might think, oh, well, water freezes at 32, but seawater doesn't because of the salinity. It doesn't freeze until about 28 and a half. So if you can maintain your wells, and that's really our secret to the success of our product and the consistency of that premium quality, is the fact that we actually, just to explain it in easy detail, each tank, each well, we regulate, we have the ability to regulate the amount of refrigerant going to it. So we get it to that temp we want, and we just pinch it back to where it maintains that temperature. Most systems, they either run wide open or
either
closed.
On or off.
Right. Okay. So you have to maintain temperature in that kind of system through adding salt. We don't add any salt. We don't have to. We just throttle it back. We get it to the temp we want, throttle it back, and bam, that thing stays at 30 or stays at 31.
And you guys pioneered the whole RSW system.
Yeah, I mean, we
just... You guys started.
Yeah,
created it.
For sport fishing, for sure we did. You know, yeah. We've really perfected a lot of those techniques. We always had the ability to do it, but we revised our system. You know, once the learning curve kind of kicked in, we figured out a much better way to do it. And back in 2006-07, I want to say, we revised our whole system. And that really is a secret. When you have the ability to maintain that temperature at that 30-31, we've had fish in there as long as 13-14 days. And especially the bigger tuna, product turns out beautiful. That said, And the industry standard on the commercial side, no more than 14 days in RSW. I like 10 days or less myself, you know, and I think that, and again, depending on the boat you're on, depending on whatever their system is, it might vary a day or two, three, you know, on either side of that. But for us, we've kept fish in RSW for 13-14 days and come back, and it's been absolutely beautiful.
Yeah. And it's because you guys are taking care of them too. If they're beating on the deck and getting bruised up,
right.
And it would lessen the amount of days you could.
But you really have to be, I mean, we whoever our engineer is on the boat at the time, be it Brian, be it Blake, be it myself, if Randy's driving the boat, you really have to pay very close attention. I mean, you watch the guys on the boat, they're taking well temps every 2 hours.
Yeah.
You know, we're watching it and monitoring the system. And then in the case of freezing it, if you freeze the fish, you know, the way we do it on Royal Star, and this is, again, is an adaptation. So we used to just, you know, you mix up just a little bit of water in the bottom of the tank, and you pour salt in there, and you spray that salt over the fish. And as the well fills up, you know, they kind of get compacted, and, you know, if some of them are hot, they get misshaped. And so now how we do it, we actually fill the tank when we freeze. If we're going to keep them in there longer than, you know, 12 days, 14 days, whatever, if we choose to freeze a tank, which we very rarely do. But in the case that we do, we fill the tank full of water. We still RSW that fish, right? So it's all perfect and round and beautiful. And then once the tank is like full or close to full, you know, about three quarter, then we add salt. So the fish freeze, and they're still that beautiful, round.
You're bringing them down to temperature while they're still in perfect shape.
That's right.
Yeah,
exactly.
I get it.
That's cool.
Yeah,
and
there's a science to it.
Oh, there absolutely is. And that fish, when it comes out of there, it's still perfect. It's round. It's beautiful. And when they thaw it out, most of the time, I mean, I know Raymond at Fisherman's Processing, he's commented numerous times, he can't believe how beautiful the quality of that fish is. Like, he says, I could almost not tell the difference between that and the RSW fish. Yeah. So there is a right way to do it that will produce a higher quality if you're going to freeze it. That said, I know myself personally, I would much rather eat a fish that comes out RSW. And if I was on a trip that had like 50-50 or maybe one tank was frozen and two were fresh, whatever the case, I would probably tell the guys at the processing place, hey, look, the frozen fish, make jerky out of those, or make my smoked fish out of those, and then, you know, keep the RSW fish for the fresh
immediate fish. Consumption.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, let's find out what's biting in the Baja. The cast man, Richard Castaneda from Cast Tours, is on the line. Buenos dias, cast man.
Buenos dias, Pedro, Corey, Tim. Good show, man, as usual.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, we were talking about you. Were your ears burning?
Oh, yeah. Well, you were?
Yeah. Corey is telling us about the trip.
Oh, let me tell you.
He was telling me about all those fish you missed.
Yeah, the bass whisperer himself. I wish he wouldn't tell everything. You know, he'd tell at least some of the ones I caught. But,
yeah,
I'm telling you, I learned a lot from fishing with Corey, man. That guy knows how to bass fish. And I think he taught me enough that I think the next time we go bass fishing, I think I'll be able to outfish him.
Oh,
well, the gauntlet's thrown down.
At least the competition will be fun. We'll enjoy it.
Yeah, I know it. I know it. Yeah, that's right. But hey, while we're on that note, I got the date set for next January back to El Salto. It's going to be January 26th to 30. No nets in the water because, you know, they do commercial fish for tilapia in that lake, and they put nets out. And so it makes it pretty difficult when the nets are in. The fish get spooky and they move out. But once those nets come out, those fish come back in. And so this is a no-net trip, which is one of the ideal conditions to be on that particular lake. So
perfect.
Anyway.
All right. Well, mark your calendars and you can call Cass Tours and get booked up because it's going to book quickly.
You got it. Now let's get on to the fishing down south, down in Cabo San Lucas and San Jose del Cabo, striped marlin. This is the time of year. Guys want to catch a marlin. Now's the time to go. You know, those things get in there thick. They move down from Mag Bay and get into that Cabo area. And then eventually, as we get into the springtime, they start moving up into the Sea of Cortez. So they just make that turn around the very tip of Baja and head up into the East Cape area and the Sea of Cortez area. But not much tuna action going on right now. They are getting some Dorado. They are scratching a few tuna. They are scratching a few Wahoo, but primarily it's marlin. Down in San Jose, of course, along the beaches right now, it's the time for the roosters and the Sierras. Over in Ixtapa Zihuatanejo, where I'll be in a month with one of our Cast Tours groups, sailfish are in. They're raising 3, 4, 5, 6 sails a day, releasing 3 or 4 per boat per day. No tuna right now. They haven't showed up. And usually when they do, they're going to be out usually 30, 35 miles. But as of right now, no reports of tuna. Dorado are in, and man, I'll tell you, just some of the pictures I've received from that area on the rooster fish. They're getting some really nice quality roosters, big jacks all along the beaches there. So it's a, you know, really good fishery going on down there. But that's the report for this week, Pete. I'm off for Columbia. Fish peacock. Yeah, peacock bass on Wednesday. And, you know, I've been wanting to go there for years, and now I feel it's safe enough to go. And, you know, since they got rid of the Pablo Escobar and the gorillas down there, that I think there's a good chance that I'll survive and get back. But
when you get in the country, they might think you're a gorilla. I don't know, Cass, man.
Hey, easy.
Now you know how you are.
Easy.
Tribal.
Yeah, no, I'll get that 20-plus pounder that I've been searching for down in the Amazon there in Brazil. I've come up short, 18.5 pounds. But, well, Corey,
good luck.
Remember I talked about. Okay, listen, I talked to Corey about taking plastics down there. It's tough because the piranhas just chew the heck out of them. But there are some spots you got to throw that you got to throw weedless. And any of the lures that we use down there aren't weedless. So I'm going to take some of the ones that he handed out there at El Salto. And I got some of those hooks with the lead weights on them. I'm going to rig them just like you showed me. And I'm going to be throwing those things in some real tight spots. So stand by.
Hang on.
I can't wait. Yeah, that's
rip the rod right out.
That's actually a Gamakatsu weighted Superline swimbait hook. So a 3-0 and a 7-0. 3-0 for the 4-inch, 7-0 for the 5-inch. And it sounds like good times.
Yeah, well, have a great trip. And like I say, book those spots on the El Salto trip. I think Corey will be going back, right?
Man, I hope so. My fingers are crossed.
Oh, yeah. And, Cass, how do we get a hold of you if we want to go fishing?
800-593-6510. And keep in mind, I'll be missing in action next Saturday, but the following Saturday I'll be back from Columbia. Hopefully.
Oh, man, can't wait to hear the reports. Appreciate that. Have a safe and great trip, Cass, man. We'll talk to you in a couple weeks.
We'll do then. Take care, man.
All right. Hey, that does wrap it up. We're going to be right back on Let's Talk Hookup. It's Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice on Let's Talk Hookup app and network.
Have you always wanted a boat but don't want all the hassles? Then you need to join Freedom Boat Club, where you get hassle-free boating. Freedom Boat Club buys the boats, you enjoy them, and they do the rest. Freedom Boat Club takes care of the slip fee, maintenance, insurance, and cleaning. You have access to a fleet of great fishing and family boats ready to go in the water at Mission Bay, San Diego Bay, and 190-plus locations across the world. For more information, check freedomboatclub.com or visit them at Dana Landing and Cabrillo Isle Marina.
Hey, it's time to talk about great gear from the Shimano. With all those guys out on San Diego Bay now, you got to think that there's a lot of Shimano Corrado DCs and Shimano Tranks out there?
I bet you right now Dallas and Rick have their Tranks 2 and 300s loaded up because that long lining, that they dump out a tremendous amount of line, and it does it. That those small rule spools on the Tranks will hold a lot of line.
Yes. And those are Duke's favorite, you say, Tim.
They are. He's the bass fishing fool, man. Both of those are his absolute favorite. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, hey, Shimano builds the best gear, and whether it's going to be big fish on the Royal Star, the Talica, or bay bassing. Yeah, bay bassing. Shimano's got the gear, rods and reels, and, of course, all their famous lures, too. Check it out at your local Shimano dealer or check Shimano.com.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels. With the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities, Van Wormer resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short two-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest. A top fleet and superb fishing is what Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, it's no wonder Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, El Gato Dos, Pride, Tribute, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or regular open party schedule, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup and having a fun time in studio with Mr. Tim Ekstrom, Captain Tim Ekstrom,
from
the Royal Star. And if you want to give us a shout, it's 833-288-0973. We have one line open. We're giving away full-day trip on the Liberty and, thanks to Sean, a $50 gift certificate to Fishman's Process.
Yeah, indeed. And it's been busy morning all morning. No lines open. Now you got to have your chance. 833-288-0973. Now, we were talking about Shimano during the commercial there, but then Tim was talking about the Talica 20, the best big bluefin reel or maybe tuna reel that ever has been made.
I know it. I mean, yeah. That to me is the best all-around tuna fishing reel that I've ever seen. It's ever been produced. And hey, I haven't received a free one from Shimano ever, not one thing. And I'm telling you, from a fishing perspective, and from a guy who runs a boat that wants to see fish landed, those reels are absolutely unbelievable.
That's a lot being said.
Yeah,
truly,
they hit all of the points. You know what I mean?
It's
comfortable to use. It's lightweight. It is durable as all get out. They just don't break. And the gearing of the reel, I mean, they have that torque ratio that there's just never been a better reel made as far as what we do. You know, fishing for tuna from anywhere from 30 pounds up to 150 pounds, that reel is just unbeatable. It really is. And you know, because of the higher gear ratio, when you're you can fish that jig on it, the flat fall. I mean, you can do anything with it. It's literally the most versatile. It's perfection in my book. You know, for what we do, a guy can come out there, an angler can come out there and have a couple of Talica 20s and you're set, man. You've got it covered, all bases.
And you mentioned too the service. You know, the thing is if you do have, which they don't break, but when they do, you send it to Shimano, the service is unbelievable.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, they back their product. We were laughing, you know, on Royal Star. We've used plenty of them in the past, and they just, I mean, the number of Talica reels that I've seen fail in action over, you know, you got to figure that we've just seen thousands of these things in battles over the years. I mean, I can think of them and name them on one hand, and even then, we still got the fish. It wasn't like the reel detonated. You know, like the side plates blew off. You know, just, you know, the handle gets a little crunchy.
Things happen.
Some weird thing happens. But it gets so rare, it's like 0.0001%. Those things are really reliable. And, you know, the other thing, how about the free spool on them? for flyline and baits.
And flyline and baits and casting.
Exactly.
I mean, you can cast that reel.
A Talica 20 with a regular size sardine, say a 4 to 5 inch sardine, you can cast that thing, like, especially if you nose hook them, you're casting downwind, it feels like you're casting a jig.
Yeah, I know.
Miles.
It's crazy.
So, yeah, they're just
what an endorsement, Tim. And like you're saying, they've never given you a reel.
They haven't.
No, exactly. Yeah. So it's coming totally unendorsed.
Hey, although Duke, my son, he got the Trinidad 14.
Okay.
And I could just go on and on about Shimano reels, but that, for local fishing and tuna up to 20, 30, that Trinidad 14.
Yeah.
God, what a great,
great
reel.
Stuff.
And we used one of those things. We actually kept under the boat. We liked it so much. And I don't know, I think probably caught 100 tuna from 20 to 50 pounds.
Jeez.
I'm not kidding you. Maybe more. Yellowtail, all this. We used it on the boat for 2 years. Finally, the thing, you could hardly turn the handle anymore. So I sent it up for them to service it, and they just sent a new one back.
How cool is that?
Like, this thing got used. So I did get a Trinidad 14 for free.
Nice.
And you hear that from the public, too, though.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, and we're so fortunate. Irvine, you know, it's so close, whether you're in L.A. or San Diego. It's just an overnight shipping kind of thing.
Yeah.
You know, it's so close.
Yeah, they stand by it. Whatever it may be, bearings, whatever.
Yeah.
I hear those stories all the time from anglers that come out there. I sent my reel back, and, God, the thing came back. I thought it was a new one. So they either send you a new one or make it like that.
Yeah.
Hey, no, this endorsement brought to you by Shimano.
Yeah,
that's
true. I'm truly appreciated. But that's truth, yeah.
Yeah.
Let's go ahead and jump into those jam-packed phones.
Let's talk to Tom. Tom Cohn from University City. Welcome to the show this morning, Tom.
Good, Tom.
The beauty of cell phone reception.
Yeah,
exactly.
Like, we lost you, Tom. We'll try back, and we'll see if we can get you.
Absolutely. Let's talk to Doug. Doug from Montebello. Welcome to the show this morning, Doug.
I might as well, I guess.
Yes, sir.
Hello.
Good morning, Doug.
Hi. I was wondering, when you guys come to the boat at night, how many people are up? What's the guy deck watch, or one guy driving? What's the story?
When we're driving, there's always two men up. When we're anchored, a deck watch, at least one man up.
Yeah, that's the Coast Guard rules, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Always.
And you're very strict about that.
Always. That's right.
So when you're driving, when you're out sea, there's a guy behind the wheel, and then there's a roving deck guy.
That's correct.
Yeah. Safety-wise.
That's correct. It has to be that way.
Yeah, absolutely. Doug, thanks a lot for the call this morning.
Has to be that way, as it should be that way, right?
Yeah.
That's exactly right.
Yeah, okay.
Hey, the safety of our vessel and the anglers that we have in our charge is a sacred responsibility. That's the way
absolutely.
I view it. And you know, anyone, you guys can ask my crew, anybody out there, ask the crew anytime. The number of times I've said that, both, you know, when we have our safety meetings, to do our drills and talk with guys individually, that's the way we operate. It's a sacred responsibility.
And that
is number one.
Yes.
You know, everybody coming out there, they're not mariners. They're not seasoned people who go out on the ocean all the time, make a living out there. We are. So they're entrusting that to us. It is a sacred responsibility that we take seriously.
And in Southern California, the sport fishing industry as a whole is solid as solid. And San Diego, I mean, absolutely leads the way.
No doubt.
In every facet of sport fishing, truly.
Yeah. Well, and you look at the long-range boats, and you know, the safety record speaks for itself.
Yeah, solid.
I mean, the long-range fleet is solid. We're professionals. We're not weekend warriors, you know. And the crew members, 99% of the crew members that are on those boats, they are professionals who do that to make a living. They're not, you know, summer temporary help, you know, kids that are just
in town for 3 months.
Exactly.
Yeah,
you know
exactly.
What I mean? They're professionals.
Take their job for serious.
That's exactly right.
Yeah, for sure. Let's jump back in the phone.
Let's do it. Let's talk to Ed. Ed from Mira Mesa. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup this morning, Ed.
Morning, Ed.
Hey, hi, guys. Hey, Tim, I was wondering, I've been on some boats that have rocked quite a bit, you know, balance like Victory at Sea out there sometimes. And I'm wondering if, does the hull make a difference as far as being wood or fiberglass?
It does. I mean, every boat rides differently, no doubt about it. Some boats have stabilizing systems, like we have a stabilizing system, and it's really effective, especially when we have a stabilizing tank in the center of the boat that we utilize, and it minimizes the effect of the sea. You know, I'd say you're going to chop down the movement of the boat probably 20-25% when you're in a beam sea, especially. And
that can be a lot.
Yeah, a lot when you're traveling. That said, when it's blowing and there's a sea running, you know, especially a short sea. You know, you get that wind blowing outside of Conception. You've got a short interval. You know, it's 15 knots of wind. You have a 6 foot swell at a 9 or a
short
10
chop,
or second
yeah,
interval.
Yeah.
I don't care what boat you're on. Yeah. It's going to roll.
You're going to rock.
You know what I mean? And that's just a fact of it. You're going out on a boat. If you're going to go out and fish on the high seas, you can expect that there's going to be some motion. But you can certainly assume that the smaller the boat, the more it's going to move. That's kind of a rule of thumb.
Yeah.
And again, it just depends on what the weather. That said, I'll tell everybody, it's amazing. I would say the number one benefit of the technology that we have at hand now is our ability to game the weather, to plan our moves to minimize the effect of whatever weather there was. 30 years ago, 25 years ago, when we left on a trip, we had weather forecasting. We had the
NOAA, whatever charts, they could throw at you.
And we had our radio facts, our weather facts that we kept abreast of it. But, you know, it was kind of a general picture. And we just didn't really, I mean, we took it into account from a safety perspective, of course, but from the comfort side of it, we were far more that gung-ho. You know, it's like, you went where you went. Oh, if it's going to be blowing 25 at Leos Rocks,
we're going to deal with it.
Yeah, whatever. You just go out and deal with it. And that's the way we ran the trip, where nowadays, understanding that this is a vacation that everyone's on, we're not wallflowers. We're not. We'll go out there and do whatever it takes to make a catch. And you know, if the weather's up, you got to deal with it, so be it. But
if you could see 50 miles away, the weather's completely different.
Or from a planning perspective, the weather forecasting out a week ahead, you know, the 100-hour weather for the 96-hour is really accurate now. I mean, like 80-90%.
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
So
you can tell the wind's coming up, where it is.
Yeah, so I see that you know, for the next 2 days, it's going to be blowing 25 at Leos Rocks, but then the weather, you know, the wind dies, and 4 days later, it's going to be 5 knots with no sea, flat calm. I'm not going to Leos Rocks at the start of our trip.
Yeah.
We're going to start on the beach. We're going to fish an island, we're going to be the coast, we're going to be inside, minimize the impact, and then make that trip out to Leos on the back end of the trip.
Yeah,
and we all do that.
So one of the questions that Ed had was hull construction. Steel, aluminum, like what the Royal Star is, fiberglass, and wood would be basically the four constructions. Is there any particular hull that is more stable than others, or they're pretty much, it depends on the design of the boat?
Yeah, it really depends on the design of the hull. You know, I mean, there's a lot, there's more than the material is the weight of the boat, you know, the design of the chine, the length versus the length to width ratio. I mean,
how much above the water the boat
exactly
is,
exactly,
right?
How much weight you have up above as opposed to below. I mean, there's a lot of factors that go into it. And certainly there are some boats that ride better than others.
Yeah.
You know, I'll give you a perfect example of a wood boat, like that Pacific Queen. That thing is a tank, man. You want to talk about a good riding boat? And I'm laying it out there. I love. We'll take the Pacific Queen versus the New Loanne. Those are examples of wood boats. The Pacific Queen it's got to weigh three times as much as the New Loanne. It's just a big, heavy.
And you look at it, it's narrow and it's narrower and such. And you wouldn't think that, but it does. It's big, heavy plank boat.
It just rides unbelievable, especially going up into the sea, as opposed to, you know, a boat like the New Loanne or the Prowler, you know, back in the day, or one of the plywood boats like the, you know, the Encore, or it used to be the Encore, the Endeavor, something like that, where those boats going up into it, you know, they catch more air. They come off swell and bam, they slam. Or that, like a boat like the Queen or the Searcher, that's another good, you know, example of a plank boat.
Plows through
they
it,
just,
stays in the water.
They're just like a battleship.
I remember, and, you know, the Qualifier 105. Did a lot of trips back in the
flat
day with
bottom.
John John Klein, and I can remember being on that boat, the boat shudder, you know, you get in bad sea, and the boat would just shudder from head to toe.
I think the thing's
going to fall apart.
It was like an airplane wing,
right?
You look out the window and go, oh, my God, and that's...
But it was a tank, right?
It was a great fishing boat.
But,
yeah.
But I remember being on there, heading back north after skiff tripping, and dude, taking green water over the entire boat, coming out of the galley and just getting drenched.
You know, it's funny because
big boat. Too.
And going into it, so you know, I was on big boats for the first part of my long range career, and when I transitioned to Royal Star actually rides better in some sea states because those longer boats, they get like that betwixt and between, and there's there's more, like they flex more. They're built that way. The aluminum boats, they do. They, you get that wobble, you know, you go down and you feel the shock wave go through the boat. Yeah. Royal Star doesn't do that at all.
Yeah.
It's just not, you know, the, again, the construction with that, it's all of the framing, all the longitudinals are that extruded T-bar as opposed to angle iron. So, you know, it's not as flexible. I mean, it's just rock solid.
Hey, there's a reason. I mean, you and Randy have been on the boat for how many decades?
Well, I have since, believe it or not, since 1992 I've been on
Royal
Star.
There it is.
Well, so 92. I'm pushing 30 years, which is crazy.
There it is. Yeah, that's why I bring it up.
Thanks a lot for the call.
I bring it up for a reason. All right. Hey, we're going to be right back on Southern California Sport Fishing Voice with Mr. Tim Ekstrom on the Let's Talk Hookup app and network.
Your vacation bucket list can't be completed without visiting the Katmai Lodge, Alaska this summer. A world-class wilderness fishing paradise on the banks of the famed Alagnak River. Get in the action fishing for all five species of Pacific salmon. King, sockeye, chum, coho, plus trophy-sized rainbow trout, Arctic grayling, and Dolly Varden, both in the Alagnak and nearby waters. Katmai Lodge's Coast Guard and CPR-certified guides are fly fishing fanatics and know how to help you reel them in, ensuring your days are fish-filled while you enjoy freshly prepared snacks and barbecued lunches on the river. Back at the lodge, enjoy fireside appetizers and refreshments each afternoon. Delicious dinner prepared by the lodge's exceptional chef. Take a quick fly-out trip to Brooks Falls in Katmai National Park for world-renowned bear watching. And check out our trout fishing specials at katmai.com. That's K-A-T-M-A-I.com. Katmai.com.
Let's talk candidly about long-range fishing. This is Captain Frank Lopresti of the Royal Polaris and the Shogun. Nowhere on earth will you find a fleet of long-range boats like we have in San Diego. We are fortunate to have several top-notch operations to take you to the most productive fishing grounds in the world. We all offer good food, comfortable staterooms, huge bait capacity, and top-of-the-line fish-finding electronics. So why would you choose the Royal Polaris or the Shogun for your next long-range trip? What sets us apart from the rest? It's pretty simple. The boats, the crew, and the service. From the moment you arrive at Fisherman's Landing, the service begins. We help you load your gear and do everything possible to get beginners or seasoned veterans ready to catch fish. When it's time to fish, the Royal Polaris and the Shogun have the edge there, too, delivering the two best fishing platforms in the fleet. But don't take my word for it. Come fishing with us. If you want the best, it's Royal Polaris and the Shogun. For more information, call 619-226-8030 or on the web at royalpolarissportfishing.com or shogunsportfishing.com.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
You know, the ranch is unique. It's one of the few places in the world where you can still drive ATVs up the beach. We have fishing from the beach. We have dive trips that we run to Pomo in a number of different spots. Kayaking, of course, has been real big. We were one of the first hotels to introduce kayaking. The ranch is small, you know. It's intimate. It's 34 rooms, so everyone gets to know everyone. The old saying, where everyone knows your name. Well, truly at Rancho Leonero, the employees do know pretty darn near all our guests' names. And what's even more interesting is most of the guests know each other's names. Very personal, very intimate, and a special, special environment. 2 miles of beachfront, a mile on either side of the hotel. Rancho Leonero is really the last of the old-style Baja fishing resorts. 1-800-646-2252. 1-800-646-BAJA. And RanchoLeonero.com. I'll personally guarantee your best fishing experience and vacation at Rancho Leonero.
When you put on a pair of Maui Jim sunglasses, the world begins to look different. Colors are more vivid. Contrast is clearer. Details are crisper. Wherever your vision leads you, beauty follows. With polarized lenses that eliminate glare and enhance color, Maui Jim sunglasses won't change the world. They'll change the way you see it. Color. Clarity. Detail. Maui Jim.
We all need to get around, but we all need something different from our vehicles. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered if you're looking for a new truck this month. Plus, it's SUV season, so they have great deals for everyone. Whether it's a new EcoSport that is nimble and fun around town, or the Ford Explorer that is capable of putting a boat in the water and has seating for seven, Ford has you covered. Ford trucks and SUVs aren't just powerful and legendary. They have the latest technology that helps you seamlessly connect your smartphone and ensure you're safe on the road. Features like Pro Trailer Backup Assist on trucks are truly a game changer at the ramp, helping you back up a trailer by simply turning a knob on the dash and doing the hard work for you. So check out all the great deals during SUV season and save some money on the right gear for you. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today. They'll be glad to hook you up.